got the victory.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God for that victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen. We may not feel victorious sometimes, but it doesn't mean we're not. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, let's go back to Psalms, since it's a psalmy night. Sister Tanya, that was great. Everything was just great that you said tonight. And we felt it with you. And thank you for just being real and being a great mom. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Sometimes a kid act up, but that don't mean you're not a great parent. Just means your kids are acting up. So let's go back. I didn't say it was a stormy night. I said it was a psalmy night. Hallelujah. Psalm 16. That went over slightly well. Sister Erica chuckled for me. Thank you. We're going to go to verse 5 in the Word of God here. Psalm 16, beginning of verse 5. I want to share something with you. And praise the Lord. Partly why just more hallelujah anyhow was needed. It kind of fits here, I think. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my law. The lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. He is, because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Let me read that one more time. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. If you believe this word tonight, would you just lift up your heart and your hands to God and just give him a little bit of what you can give him? Hallelujah. Thank you for the word. Oh, thank you for pleasant places. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for not abandoning us. Thank you, Lord, for instruction in our night seasons. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking care of us. Praise God. We're forever grateful. We're forever grateful. Hallelujah. 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 Our life is not in vain. Our testimony is not in vain. Amen. And the graveyard's not going to be our final destination. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Give me just a few minutes. I promise not to yell. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for a Savior who knows how to change the atmosphere. He can take a stormy night on the sea and turn it into a calm day. Isn't that right? He can take uncertainty and direction and show up walking upon your confusion. He can take a moment where everyone's hungry and provide bread. Isn't that right? He can take a moment of condemnation where you're cast in the midst of it and you're embarrassed in front of everybody, and he can cause you to leave with a clear conscience, feeling good about yourself. We're reading here in the great word of the Lord. There's so much to say in every verse. Aren't you glad the Lord is the portion of your inheritance? That's kind of the same way of saying he's your inheritance. Praise God. You know, when they divided Canaan land, Dan got this much land, and Reuben got this land, and Judah got where Judah and Benjamin got down there in Judea and Jerusalem and all of that. And it was split up and divided, and you got this and you got that. But here we're saying that the Lord is our portion. These are words, if you read the whole psalm, these are words that are coming from a tradition of Jewish law and sacrifice. So the word portion, and if you remember Hannah, when they went up to sacrifice the yearly sacrifice, they were given portions to give unto the Lord. And the writer is saying that the Lord is my portion. He's the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Remember also what the psalmist said in the Word of God, 23rd Psalm, my cup runneth over. As long as the Lord is your Lord, your cup will always run over. Even when it feels like it's empty and dry. Amen. Because He's the source of what's in your cup. And when God is on your side, amen, and He's the source of what's in your cup, even if everything feels like you've got nothing in your cup, you know you've got something in your cup, even though it looks like you've got nothing in your cup. Praise the Lord. Because nothing else predicates what's in your cup but the Lord, who's your portion. Hallelujah. Of your inheritance and of your cup. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's lots more to say, amen, about that. Praise God. And I'm just glad that He's our fullness. Amen. And that can't be stripped from us. Please understand that tonight. The fullness of the gospel, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him. And we have been made partakers of His fullness, have all we received in grace for grace. Amen. And it's not a single thing in this life, amen, that can affect the fullness of God that dwells inside of you. Amen. When you're thirsty, Jesus will always be there to pour into your cup. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can stop Him from pouring into your cup. Amen. No matter how bad it gets, no matter how you feel, how you're thinking, how it's going. Amen. No matter what the world, if it goes in utter chaos. Amen. God, amen, is still at your right hand, that you should not be moved. Amen. We don't just believe that tonight. Our salvation guarantees it's the truth. It's fact. It's not fiction, it's fact. The Lord is at my right hand. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Just because the world goes in chaos, the people of God don't go bankrupt. We've got an inheritance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that the world cannot take away. Persecution can't take away. Affliction can't take away. Amen. Struggles in your humanity can't take it away. He's your God for keeps. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Thank you, Jesus. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Amen. I have a goodly heritage. Amen. Whenever life wants to make you feel like you got an awful heritage. When the world wants to make you feel like the church is good for nothing, amen, and you don't need it. Why are you going? And why are you following? Look at all this stuff you get to be and enjoy and become. Now, you can read into all of this verse a lot. And if you want to look at it from a geographical perspective tonight, knowing from which the time frame and it was written, you could instantly, if you wanted to, think about the boundaries of their natural inheritance. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Amen. You can look at what you possess, what God has given you, the bounds of your habitation. From their perspective, it was natural Canaan land and the dwellings that they had, that they could say, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. I got a rippling brook. I got vineyards and I've got this, and it's mine, and it's for generation after generation after generation. I hope today we can still say we got a goodly heritage. Amen. I hope you feel that way about your salvation and about everything you're a part of. Amen. There's a lot behind you. There really is. It's not all about you. It's not just you. You're not in this thing alone. Praise God. You're never in this thing alone. You'll never be in this thing alone. No matter where you are in the globe, even if you feel alone and you feel forsaken, praise God, you're not forsaken and you're not alone. You've got a goodly heritage. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, praise the Lord, on your side. And Joseph on your side. And Noah on your side. And Enoch on your side. Amen. And you've got all the sons of God that called upon the name of the Lord on your side. You've got King David on your side. You've got all the prophets who loved God and walked with God and wrote the word of God. They did that for you. Amen. You've got a goodly heritage. Praise the Lord. Yes, you do. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. I love these scriptures. I'm just here talking about hope tonight and something to encourage you by. I'm encouraged by this. Praise God. Hallelujah. God knows how to encourage you in 30 seconds. Amen. And turn your whole thinking all around. Make the kid hang up his towel. Praise the Lord. That's right. Hallelujah. I love testimonies like that. Amen. No matter how long you've got to endure, be patient. You just keep calling on God. You keep lifting up that name. And you keep letting, amen, those circumstances laugh at you. You've got a heritage that's fixing to go to war for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You got a cup that's full, amen, and that overflows, praise the Lord. And you're able to walk in on what you're going through and just smile and say, my cup runs over. Yours don't, but mine does. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's right. God's so good. Amen. That's so good. I love that. I have set the Lord always before me. Nope, verse 7. I'm skipping here. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. And this is what I love. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. It's easy to feel great when everything's great. When you're in a season of, oh yeah, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I do. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair, and I feel like traveling on. And then the cloud comes and the thunder claps. I said I feel like traveling off, and the rain falls, but it's not the good rain. It's nighttime. You're going through a rough time, a dark time, a struggling time, an impatient time, a confusion type time. Amen? We all go through it. A frustration time. Aren't you glad in the night season, praise the Lord, when you're just in shambles? Hallelujah. Hallelujah anyhow. So I wanted to keep singing. I was feeling that when you were singing it, reading these scriptures. And she gets up and sings, hallelujah anyhow. Because that's what comes forth from the reins, from our soul. Amen. From the reins. See, it's a specific word used to represent that something's got a hold of you. And it's not the night season. Amen. It's the instruction in the night season. So that your heart doesn't go in a wrong direction in the night season. God in the night season reminds us, I'm still here, bud. Praise the Lord. Your counselor is still here. Your direction is still here. Amen. Your Holy Ghost power and perfect peace in the midst of trouble and storm is still here. Hallelujah. Amen. Just make sure my hand's got a hold of your heart. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. When you're curling up and you're rolling over and you're not feeling all that good in your thoughts and your humanity, here comes your soul and your soul that's been with God. Your soul that's fasted and prayed. Amen. Your soul that's afflicted herself. Amen. And said, God, I need thee. Oh, how I need you every day and every hour. I need thee. And all of a sudden your soul starts to talk to you. Praise God. And all that word of God and all those experiences that you've been through start to talk to you in your night season. Hallelujah. Why do you think they sang and praised God in the midst of that innermost part of the prison? Because their walk with God started talking to them. Well, it's dark. I know what to do about this. Praise God. They could have in their flesh. I mean, their flesh has been whipped. They're hurting. And these terrible, horrific, dangerous to society preachers were put in the innermost part of the prison. They weren't put in like cell number one by the door. These two, hide them away so that we don't even remember they're here. And that's what the world would like to do to you in your testimony. The world don't care for your hallelujah anyhow.
But God does. And so do you.
And your hallelujah anyhow is quite powerful. I'm telling you it's powerful. When that instruction that's got a hold of your reins and goes to instruct you, that's powerful stuff. Amen. And I guarantee in the middle of that prison, Brother Tim, it was that instruction. Amen. Hallelujah. My reins also instruct me in the innermost part of the prison. And the instruction said, sing, pray, pray. Oh, God. Boy, I feel like Brother Rutledge right now. They weren't feeling good. They weren't insane. I just got whipped. No, they were in pain in the most part of the prison. Feet fast and stocked. They weren't feeling good. But the innermost part of their soul, praise God, begin to instruct them, praise God. And sometimes in the midst of what we're going through, when it feels like we're just a big pile of rubble, amen, there's something from the innermost part of our soul, amen, that inner sanctuary, that habitation of God through the Spirit that says, pray. Pray. Oh, Billy, pray. Pray. But you don't understand. Pray! Just in case you fell asleep. Hallelujah. Still awake, Sister Hannah? Yeah? Okay, good. No. And they sang, you know the story, I don't have to belittle it. They sang praises unto God. And the instruction did something to the prison. We gotta know that what we have in God can afflict what's trying to afflict us. But sometimes we never arrive. We never make it to the testimony. We never make it to the miracle and the wonder and the sign. We let it get the best of us. How many know that's true sometimes? I have set the Lord. Oh, let me finish reading this. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. Aren't you glad for his counsel? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Psalm 1:1. Right? Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. And sometimes his counsel is, let me instruct you in the night seasons. Sometimes seasons are long. We're going through a season right now as a nation. And it already feels long. I want to be comical in some respects because I'm not sure if it's a pandemic of this or the empty shelves. I think it's the toilet paper pandemic. But it's a season. And it's a night season because people don't know what to do. They're trying to keep everybody from falling into absolute hysteria. And so thank God for wise people that are at least trying to sound optimistic. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. I need his counsel. You need his counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Aren't you glad about that? That means your reins have something to say. You're not as dumb as you think you are. And you're not as empty as sometimes we feel we are. And we're not as depleted as sometimes we feel we are. We're not as ignorant as we sometimes feel we are. Well, praise the Lord. And we're not as defeated as we sometimes feel we are. That when you're at your lowest, when the night season's long and it's tough and it's beating down on you like a nor'easter, it's good for us to acknowledge that our soul has been some places with God. And my reins also instruct me. Let it talk to you. It has something to say. The walls of your heart have stuff written on them. Thank you, Jesus. That's why it's important to put in, amen, so that in your night season you can take out. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I have set the Lord always before me. And that what Paul testified in another way, right? I press toward the mark. Forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward those things which are before. Before is another word for what's ahead of me, what's in front of me, what's before me. And in order to get that instruction, sometimes you have to. You have to. Sometimes it's a struggle. It's a fight. It's a warfare. Just to let go of stuff that wants to keep you down. Let go of stuff that wants to just keep your face pointed in the direction of the mud, the calamity, the night season. It's human nature to constantly wallow in what isn't going your way, what's going bad. And we could all go into hysteria and utter fear. But we have a soul that's been to places with God, and I guarantee the instant instruction comes immediately to us. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Amen? I am the Lord that healeth thee. The faith rises up and says, just chill. Amen? Keep it together. Praise the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And this is true even when there's not a pandemic or any other issue in life. When struggles in our lives show up, we need to rise up and be the people of God that we really are. We need to know we've got something in God. We've got a cup that's full. Amen. And try next time you've got a struggle, try pouring your cup on your trouble. And stop accepting it. But believe that God can alter what I'm seeing, even if it's completely out of control. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I'm closing. Praise the Lord. You understand what I'm trying to say? Amen. I hear that in your testimonies, in your victorious reports, when you're praying. Amen. That's why I say, just let's keep on praying. Let's keep on trusting God. Let's keep on bombarding the prayer room. God's not tired of your prayer. He's not tired of your praise. He's not tired of your supplication. He'll never get tired of hearing what's on your mind. Amen. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it all to the Lord in prayer, no matter what it is. Amen. Yes, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Enter into His courts with praise. But if your heart's heavy and full of stuff, pour it out. Pour it out, because He'll pour in when you're pouring out. And make sure that you stay full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Our night season doesn't need to last longer than it should. I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved because He is. Listen to this. Because He is. If you're wondering if you're in a little trouble, because He is at my right hand. I know this is a prophecy about the Lord, so I'm not stretching scripture here. That's part of the encouraging part of this message. Jesus was on the day of Pentecost. Peter was talking about how this is talking about the Lord. David foresaw the Lord always before him, and he was talking, foreseeing the resurrection of Christ. And so it's a prophecy as well. It's a prophecy that Jesus had hope no matter what He was going to go through. And He went through a night season. Calvary was a night season. The burial was a night season. But He knew. He knew. That's why He testified, destroy this temple, in 3 days I'm going to raise it up. Amen. Go ahead and dish me my shovel full of hellfire and brimstone, but praise the Lord, I'm coming out of this better. I'm going to come out with a shout. I'm going to come out and I'm going to be singing hallelujah anyhow. Amen, because you can't empty my cup. The Lord's at my right hand and He's always pouring into my cup. Amen, sometimes He acts like my butler. Amen, you can't take my butler away. It's part of my goodly heritage. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've got to know, that's the point of the scripture. You've got to know that you're coming out of this. It's not the final story. Amen. It's not the final to the story. Jesus knew, amen. Boys, you're going to have a rough weekend. But I'll see you again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You think Jesus is insane or something? No, he just knew. Like we sometimes, we've got to know. See, what we live in, what we learn in this stupid, sometimes stupid American society of us is we just ingest all of this stuff and we accept it. The way it's always going to be. Same old, same old. I mean, same old, same old. So how's everything going? What's up? Oh, everything. Everything's good. Everything's new. Oh, okay. It's not an unexpected answer. I like giving unexpected answers. To trigger their, because everyone's expecting same old, same old. Meaning, well, nothing excited to talk about. Yeah. That's one thing, if they're that way, let's make sure we're not that way. Praise God. Everything's new since He changed me. Amen? Amen. Let's love Him one more time as we close. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I hope this makes sense tonight. And hope it doesn't sound like I'm yelling too much. Amen. I have set the Lord always before me. We've got to set the Lord before you. Look, if what you're looking at in your life right now isn't so good, put the Lord there. Change the channel. If right now in your life you're constantly focused on, put Jesus there. Stop whatever you're looking at. Quit. Look at some, turn the page. I guarantee you Jesus is not going to make you do that. I have said, if I can say this in the most distilled way of this scripture, I set the Lord always before me. Why? Because I'm tired of hearing about this pandemic. Amen. And I don't mean to sound insensitive. I'm just saying I'm tired of being subject to fear and or whatever your ailment might be, whatever the subject of your night season is. Put the Lord there. Put him. Let him be your poster in the back of your bedroom door instead of some dumb celebrity. Put the Lord there. Hang your Bible up instead of some dumb rapper who doesn't know how to talk right. Anyhow. Even some of the Christian so-called ones. Not picking on anybody. But dear God, if you're going to sing to me, I want to be able to understand what you're saying. How can I worship if I don't know what you're saying? No, look, get to the altar and learn how to talk, would you please? I'm trying to get out of a night season. If you're going to help me, I need to understand you. All right, I'm now in trouble. Put the Lord there. Put the Lord there. I'm not smacking genres of music. I'm just saying put the Lord there. Amen. I don't need fluff stuff when I need something to get me out of this night season. I don't need feel-good music. I need something that's going to stir up my reins so my reins can start talking to me. And that's why whatever the song may be, whether it's not whatever the style, if it's gospel music or what you should be listening to anyhow, as far as if you're going to worship God, let it stir. If it's not stirring, it's just gibberish. Get that away from you and put the Lord there. Put something there that'll jerk a tear out of your eye and stir up a scripture in your spirit. Amen. And cause you to want to be godly and overcome the world. Hallelujah. Because that's what it's going to take, amen, to rescue you. You've got to put something in your soul. You've got to cultivate this thing. That's what prayer is all about. And yes, fasting included in the word and the worship and the music and what you ingest into your soul. That's what it's all about, because there's going to be a time you need to take out a deposit or a withdrawal, rather. You need to go up to the spiritual ATM and say, amen, it's a night season, Brother Mike, and it's been lasting a little bit too long. Amen. And I'm kind of tired of the dungeon, and I need a good song. And I don't need the dude going through. I don't need that, because it ain't going to rescue me. Hallelujah. I need a hallelujah anyhow. Never let this night season bring you down. Hallelujah. I need something to remind me. I've got water. I've got a well. I've got a word from God. I've got a counselor. I've got wonderful. I've got mighty God. I've got everlasting Father. I've got a heritage of peace. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory! Glory! Nothing about him has changed. And I don't want society in our country to change my ability to believe God and to manifest and exercise what I know I can in God. Just because everyone's gone lax and traditional. All right, I promised to quit, and I meant to be done by now. I have set the Lord always before me. See, there's a lot in one half of the scripture, isn't there? Praise God. Amen. Whatever is before you right now, make sure it's the Lord. Because He'll keep you moving forward. If you're not moving forward and you feel like fainting, the good chance that whatever's in the back of your door in your bedroom isn't the Lord hanging up there. Amen.
put Jesus there because Jesus is forward when you don't feel like you've got a forward left. He's always forward. Amen. That's why he can show up in anything that you're going through, even if he acts like he's going to pass by your boat. Wherever he's going, where he was going was where he said, you are to go. Right? He told his disciples, meet me on the other side. And they were trying. They just got caught in the middle of the night season. And so Jesus came walking on the water. Where was he going? Well, where I told you to go. That was his direction. Always forward. If you're having trouble, he'll find you. And he'll get in your boat. And Scripture says, and they were immediately to the other side. There's just going to be times when we have a hard time getting to our other side. Even when he's told us to go there. But he's always the answer. This is where we got to surrender and listen to the reins. Instruct us on what to do. Stop rowing. Get your eyes up and look for the Lord. And then let him in your boat. Amen? Sometimes we just row too hard. Didn't the scripture say that they were tarrying, right? They were toiling in their rowing. They were trying to make the boat do what the boat was supposed to do, but the wind was contrary to them. They were trying, toiling. I mean, they were working hard, working hard, working hard. Amen? But there's sometimes, no matter how hard we try, we're not moving. And that's frustrating. When you're running in place like me in the pulpit here, going, I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here. And that's how we are in life. We just feel like we come to church sometimes. Be honest with yourself. And we make a bunch of spiritual noise. Yeah, things are going to change now. All we've done is just toiled. I don't mean to make fun of our worship, but sometimes our worship is toil. We're just trying hard. We feel like, if I just shout louder, the night season's over. After all, Brother Joe said to sing your song. And I've been singing it. He must be a liar. I see some good chuckles in the yawns. But I'm finishing. No, you're good. I'm about to do the same. If I don't shut up. Hallelujah. Your song works. Amen. Just the give up part is the give up part. Amen. Make sure you don't use your worship as an oar. Inside you're just going, I'm just so frustrated and frustrated and frustrated. And you're not worshiping, you're just frustrated. And you're clapping frustrated. And what God is hearing inside is, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, it's not going my way. And he's like, well, when you get to worship, we'll deal with it. Right now, you're just rowing. Hallelujah. Oops, we got found out. We go home and we pray the same way. Jesus. Oh, God, you know. He's like, I know, but you won't tell me. Do you know? We can't cast all our care if we don't cast all our care. You know, casting all of our care and wallowing in all of our care are two different things. We just keep telling the Lord over and over again because we're not sure he heard the first time. And all we're doing is mulling it over. I'm unhappy. I'm frustrated. That's all we do until, but you ever notice that? Sometimes it takes us 45 minutes to start praying. And then we get to the sweet stuff. And then we forget all about the whining. Why? Because the instruction's coming and here comes the song. And then we forget all the junk that we were worried about. We come out, we're glowing. It's like, hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God's so great. Hallelujah. Everything good? Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Why? Your cup's full. It's running over. Praise the Lord. You finally made the connection. Amen. You finally got through. God was waiting for you to call, and he's like, still don't see him on my speed dial. Nope, he's not there yet. Then all of a sudden, here he comes. There he is. There she is. Praise God. They broke through. Now it's time for me to break up the prison. Now it's time for me to step into their boat and do the miraculous. You cannot figure out how to answer your own prayer. You just cannot do it. It's not meant for us to reason. We got to stop the reasoning stuff and start the believing stuff. And just let the supernatural happen when you stop trying to figure it all out. I have set the Lord before me. Why? Because I'm going nuts with me. I'm before me. And I can't do nothing right. I can't figure it out right, and I'm frustrating myself, and I'm going batty. Praise God. So I'm going to put the Lord there. Hallelujah. Amen? It's the truth. All right. I got to stop. Okay, let's all stand so I'll stop. I am really feeling like Brother Relich now. Amen. So I have set the Lord always before me because He is at my right hand. Because He is at my right hand. Remember this, no matter how young you are, what you go through. Because He's there. It means He's... Remember what Jesus said. To be at His right hand, because He is at our right hand. It's a place. It's a place. It's an expression of place. Because He is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He's the source of my strength, the source of my power. He's the governor of my life. It means He's the captain of our salvation. It doesn't mean He's not. He's literally on my right hand. It's an expression of, amen, who He is in our life. Because He is where He is and who He is and who He's supposed to be, I won't be moved. See, it's easy to read, but when you're going through your night season, that's where you need to remind yourself and allow your soul to instruct you, I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to make it through this. I'm going to stand. I'm going to come out of this. My faith is going to be stronger than it's ever been. That the trial of your faith being much more precious than that of gold, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and glory and honor at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the end result of everything we go through, is to make us gold, burned in the fire, all the dross, amen, all the impurities wiped away. We come out of this pure. We come out of this stronger, amen, with more tensile strength, praise God, more ability to stand, not weaker, not famished, not empty, not thirsty, but full of the fullness of the Godhead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Therefore, my heart, listen, therefore, my heart is glad. And my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Amen. I'm coming out of this. Amen. I'm going to lay down for 3 days. It's going to be a tough time. I'm going to have to endure death, taste death for every man. But it's not the end of the story. That will not leave my soul in hell. Aren't you glad He's not going to leave you in the grave? Amen. It's not hell as in hellfire. As some say, He went down there into hellfire and punched the devil in his teeth, ripped his tonsils out, grabbed the keys. No, look, the devil's not even in hell yet. That's religious tradition. He went down to the gates of hell and walked around Hades while I said, where are you? Give me those keys. That's so dumb. No, by what He did on Calvary's cross and the resurrection, He overcame death because death had passed. That's why He tasted death for every man. Because death passed because of sin. So in coming and dealing with sin, He had to deal with the end result of sin. The wages of sin is what? Death. Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, and He's not going to leave yours there either. Neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. Praise God. Are you glad about that? Hallelujah. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Let's love Him. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, forevermore. Forevermore. It's not going to stop forever. Forevermore. The night season can't ransack, amen, my heritage. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come on, we've got this treasure in earthen vessel. And my night seasons, amen, are not greater than the treasure in my earthen vessel. If my earthen vessel suffers, my treasure is going to resurrect me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to be shown the path of life. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Praise God. Hallelujah, anyhow. Thank you, Jesus. Can you say that tonight? Hallelujah, anyhow. Praise God. Are you out there discouraged? Life got you down? Watching too much news? Oh, yeah. Are you bowed over going, oh, you need to kind of come back up and go, hallelujah, anyhow. Can you help me sing that one more time? I'll let you sing it, really. That's my help. But you see the change? We sound so dissonant when we're down here. We're out of key. Oh, no, yeah. I started off with consonant sound. See, I like that better. Oh, it don't sound good. It's called a dissonant sound in music. It's unharmonious. But then we yield ourselves like they do, and many of the psalms are built that way. Oh, where's God in all this? Oh, many there rise up against me. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. My glory and the lifter up of my head. Now that's completely opposite to the verse prior to. Many are they that rise up against me. Well, hang up the down door. Praise God. It don't matter how simple it sounds. That's opposition. Praise God. But thou, O Lord, hallelujah, are a shield for me. What's happening is that instructions coming saying, it's dissonant. Let's change it to consonant. Let's put the harmonious. Let's yield. See, this is what casting all your cares all about. It's going from the dissonant to the harmonious. Oh, look at them all. They want to take me out. But thou, Lord, are a shield for me. You ever hear that song? Of course you have. How you felt when you sang it? You felt pretty good, didn't you? I'll rip that devil's tonsils out. I'll make him wish he never left heaven. How we feel when we come out of that prayer room. Why? Because the Lord said all right. How else would you feel? Hallelujah. How else would you feel when life's got you in a night season? You just go talk to the light of the world. It's dark. Praise God. I know how to handle that. I've got the light of all rights. I'm going to go turn him on. All right. I'm done. Thank you for listening. It's before 9. I still made it. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, anyhow. Never let your troubles get you down. When your troubles come your way, lift your hand up high and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, anyhow. Troubles get you down. When those troubles come your way.